A briefing of the weekly update for the stock market that we posted a few minutes ago. It's January 15th. I'm Rich Posse for Critical Point. Lengthy one this week, and really we didn't get caught up in all the global markets at all. It's pretty much U.S., but a lot to talk about of how these swings and turns and twists and turns and whatnot are coming at us. At any rate, I'll try to keep this brief for those of you who just don't have the time or you think you're pretty much up to date with the charts and the video and but just want a concept of where we're going next week. Basically, the model is saying that the market is probably going to bounce a little early next week, then down late next week, and then can bounce better later this month. But we do have an alternate scenarios and show some slipperiness, sloppiness. That's what's going on. I think basically the marketplace wants to sell right into February. I'm not saying they actually use a calendar or a timeline. It's just the things they're looking at is probably going to take them to February to realize they ought to be buying and buying in a major way because it's still a long-term bull market. Okay, and this may have something to do with timing of how the interest rates are going, even though I think interest rates should be backing off now. I explain in the video and show you my price target I set way back last year, still valid. I think they're going to try to hit it near term. So this can cause some scariness here for some, okay? There's a lot for the market to digest because people are getting carried away showing even 5, 6, 7 rate hikes this year. Come on, that's getting crazy. At any rate, so therefore, it's crippling this market so it can't rally into the end of the month as we forecast months ago. And yet you can see we've been fairly right, but you can see of what I've warned you for a year now, the older this bull market gets, some of these level 3 downtrends are going to be deeper and have more downside, and it can create more roller coaster action even though it's actually moving higher throughout the year. And it can discourage you, distract you at times, and you got to be cautious at. And I explain some of this theory, I explain how to use the long-term trends to buy, shorter-term trends to buy more and to manage your risk, or at least make you feel comfortable why things are doing the way they are, doing the things they're doing day-to-day, week-to-week, month-to-month, even though it's a long-term bull market. At any rate, I think we got some slippiness, sloppiness from now into February, and I think it's going to be a significant buy, and explain the importance of level one trends. The level one traders kind of lost their nerve, level two trader. Those are some of the most important traders within the 12 groups that pretty much run the stock market, okay? And so at any rate, we're still hopeful to get some nice rally into the end of the month, but it's not looking that way. I explained to watch those 50, 100-day averages. I explained we got to consider 5% down, 6%, 7% down. Got to explain if they violate the 100, they're going to get scared that maybe for the first time in a very long time, we need to push that market all the way down to the 200-day average. And I'm talking the S&P 500. NASDAQ is actually near the 200-day average because it's been the weaker. So I also go through some of these ratios and discuss the small caps, the mid caps. I talk something interesting here that in just a few months, we may get this broader market on same page with the S&P 500. We may get a minor long-term bottom out of the way along with a level one bottom, and the market could perform very well for the rest of the year. But we got to get through this whole idea of shifting gears here towards rising interest rates, fighting inflation, building a cushion on the Federal Reserve side so they're ready to help out when another recession comes, while still maintaining economic growth, okay? And I show you a variety of indicators and discuss something on the economic side, but for the most part, we're going to see some choppiness, some swings here all the way into February, I think, before maybe we settle down to something better for this bull market. And I think interest rates might have a little more upside, a little longer than what I wanted to see. I think the VIX is going to calm down, settle down here a little bit, trade a range, but it can pop pretty good in February to go into that level one bottom. I'd like to think what's going on is we're, from November today, we're evolving to resetting and rebalancing so we don't need a sizable drop in February. It's more of a coasting thing. And then we settle into a bull run and we get the small caps and mid caps doing well. We get the value leading things, but growth no longer bearish. All these factors should come together and make a really nice good run this year. But are we really taking away, are we really working off some of that downside that would normally occur in February, okay? I kind of feel like it is, but they got me concerned that they need to violate that 100-day average much more deeper on the S&P 500. They need to get the NASDAQ down to 200. And are they going to do that right away and show us completely wrong that we could not forecast any kind of a bounce going into the end of the month or not? It's going to be tricky on us. So stay in touch. And if you get a moment, take a look at that video. A lot of interesting charts and scenarios we're discussing there. But at least if you're too busy right at the moment, think you got a handle on this, think you understand, yep, it's going to be sloppy, choppy, yep, we're going to have a very nice buy signal in February. Maybe that's all you need to know. At any rate, I'd like to see him bounce it next week towards the high of this week. But again, I think they should put it right back down again and all during next week. And when they look at all, a little better bounce by the end of the month. And then we can start looking for that, hopefully, final sell-off in February that hopefully is going to pull more of this broader market and all these sectors and on the same page a little bit better. All right. Bitcoin, I think it's got lower to go in the next few weeks. Explain that in the video, show you projections, show you the next breakdown. It did bounce this week as it was supposed to for level 3. Now we'll just have to see if it goes lower. Dollar, not much to say there. I think it's bouncing coming weeks, later in the year, long-term top. Crude oil, it's going to be more bullish than I thought. You definitely want to check the video for that. I give you some scenarios where things are going to be more bullish this year than I thought, yet we're going to get a long-term low at some point. There's going to be some kind of setback, okay? Gold's doing much and nothing, basically, okay? And that's all I've got for you this time. Have a great weekend. Stay safe, stay healthy. I'm just finding it difficult to project things to be nonstop for a long while in the stock market. I think we're on a roller coaster choppiness till we can find that February bottom. Thank you.